Mallory Queen's Minute Mysteries. This is Ellery Queen with the case I call The Counterfeit Politician. Among the many assignments I've had over the years, one I really enjoy is documenting the truth of historical papers, particularly when there's money involved. In this case, the document was a memorandum written by the President of the United States to a deputy, stating that it was perfectly all right if his vice president were given the oath of office outside the United States. The examiner claimed it was a horrendous hoax, but I told him, it's worth a fortune. In a moment, I'll tell you why. In the case of the counterfeit politician, the memorandum offered for sale was real. The vice president in Franklin Pierce's administration actually took the oath of office in Cuba.
Listen again to Ellery Queen's Minute Mysteries.